When NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden first leaked details of massive government surveillance programs back in 2013, the revelations led to calls for new legislation to ensure privacy protections and greater transparency over what happens to digital data. Fast forward to 2016, and the British government is now attempting to pass the controversial Investigatory Powers Bill, which explicitly legalizes mass warrantless surveillance of online activities. Some lawmakers have called for increased privacy protections, but campaigners have ridiculed a revised draft released earlier this month, calling it minor Botox. Matthew Rice is from the digital rights organisation Privacy International.
What they actually did was they went to part one of the bill that said general protections, and they added the word privacy to the title, general privacy protections. They haven't consolidated those protections. They haven't made it clear about how they're protecting our right to privacy. It's a clever game, but it's also almost mocking of the parliamentary process of review to have done that and to call this an increased privacy protective piece of legislation. It's almost worse than not listening.
Privacy advocates maintain the wording of the so-called Snoopers Charter is so vague it could authorise surveillance of anyone for any reason. British authorities have been keen to point out that the ability to spy digitally on suspects has helped in every counter-terrorism investigation in the last decade. When she first presented the IP bill to Parliament last November, Home Secretary Theresa May said the threats faced by the UK remained considerable and evolving.
They include not just terrorism from overseas and homegrown in the UK, but also industrial, military and state espionage. They include not just organised criminality, but also the proliferation of once physical crimes online, such as child sexual exploitation, and the technological challenges that brings. In the face of such threats, we have a duty to ensure that the agencies whose job it is to keep us safe have the powers they need to do the job.
But tech experts warn that gathering and storing ever larger amounts of sensitive data could actually increase vulnerabilities by expanding a target's attack surface. Haider Al-Khatib is an e-security and digital forensics lecturer at the University of Bedfordshire.
This data is not necessarily going to be used by authorized people, law enforcement. In fact, because cyber attacks are happening quite frequently nowadays, and we are all familiar with many examples, I mean, Sony, Apple, even these large enterprises. So the question is, can smaller companies maintain the privacy of this data and make sure that access will only be given to law enforcement?
The revised version of the IP bill also allows police departments to hack into computers and devices, something normally reserved for intelligence agencies. In the physical world, this is akin to police searching a home without the knowledge or consent of its residents. The newest draft of the bill would require judicial improvement and even a so-called double lock of judicial and ministerial consent to carry out what's known as equipment interference, thereby making it comparable to a no-knock warrant. The government says most of the 122 recommendations made by MPs have been included in the bill's revised text. The Investigatory Powers Bill is also likely to increase the scope of data shared between the UK and other members of the so-called Five Eyes Alliance, which includes intelligence agencies from the US, Canada, Australia and New Zealand. Again, Privacy International's Matthew Rice.
One of the big shaming points around the Snowden revelations was showing just how open these two countries, or the five countries ultimately, but just how open the sharing was. In fact, it once was described that the product generated from these investigations and this interception was almost indistinguishable from one country to the other. It's almost like they're all just filing into a bigger pot that they all belong to. And so when people are reading the Investigatory Powers Bill in the US, for instance, they should very much be looking for, what does it say about me as a foreigner? What does it say about me as someone who uses communications outside of the UK? Because that will have a very, very real effect.
Digital forensics specialist Haider Al-Khatib insists that the big law breakers, terrorist organisations and criminal gangs will probably take extra measures to remain one step ahead technologically.
It seems that the negative impact can be kind of focused then on the normal user rather than the person who already knows is doing something wrong. Sure. And that's quite worrying.
The government's junior coalition partners rejected legislation very similar to the so-called Snoopers Charter in 2013. But with the centre-right Conservative Party governing alone in this term, many predict the revised law will clear Parliament by the end of the year. Nick Martin, FSRN, London.